Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and this is going to be an outstanding program. Today we're going to talk about, well, what you need to know to really get better. A lot of people in this world do not realize that they're all messed up. They see how phony they are. They don't see how wrong they are, how shallow they are. They don't see it. They just don't see it. But then some of us do see it. A lot of us see our own, we see that we're messed up. We see that we're out of control. And we see that we're doing things that we don't even understand why we're doing them. We wonder why we keep, for example, making the same mistakes over and over again, getting involved with the same type of wrong person over and over again, or the wrong anything, wrong group, wrong peers. Wrong. Something is wrong. And I know exactly what it is. I know exactly what it is, and I'm going to try to convey it to you, because thereby you might be able to wake up and see just who's pulling your strings. Now let's begin with a very basic fact, and that is that many people feel they are out of control. They feel confused and they feel out of control. Let's begin with that. I'm going to open your eyes so that you can see that you are hypnotized. Now, it's a very interesting thing about people who are hypnotized. It's not, you don't even know you're hypnotized, and you can't tell that you're hypnotized. Nobody, and people around you, when you look at them, you can't see that they're mesmerized. You can see sometimes that they're all caught up with something. You can see that they're mesmerized. And when you see them watching TV, for example, it's obvious that they're mesmerized. When you see them at a ball game yelling and screaming and all caught up in what's happening, they're mesmerized, or watching a video. Or when you see them caught up with the wrong person, you know, when they're quote-unquote in love with someone, or they're caught up with the wrong group, the wrong gang, or the wrong cult, you see them, you can tell that they're mesmerized. But the average person, you know, that you're working with and that you say hi to at Starbucks and so on and so forth, they look perfectly normal. You'd never guess that they are hypnotized. See? And so are you. If you're like 99% of everyone else, you're always in a light state of hypnotic trance, sometimes a deep state. Okay? Now, if I could show you how you are, I mean, if you could see that maybe you are hypnotized, if you could, you know, entertain that fact, that thought, that postulate, then you might say, well, maybe I am. Maybe that's why things in my life, why I'm doing things against my own best interest, why I say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing, or fail to do the right thing. See, maybe that's why I'm confused and out of control. Because the external environment, people, situations, objects, substances, and ideas are more in control of me than I am of my own self. And then if you could entertain that thought, then you might say, well, how then, Roland, can I wake up? If perhaps I am hypnotized, how can I wake up so that I might take the podium again of my own life and begin to move in a proper direction? Well, I am going to show you, so stay tuned. But first, this important announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. My name is Roland Trujillo. Now let's continue with our discussion of hypnosis. The reason we're talking about hypnosis is because everybody's problem. The question is, why? You know, why, for example, why do you eat the wrong food? Why? Why is it that wrong food, sweets or processed food or fast food, something that you know is not that good for you? You admit it when you talk to people about healthy food. Oh, yes, this is not good and blah, blah, blah. But then you eat it anyway. And you like it more than you like wholesome food. And then you wonder why. See, your health is suffering. For example, and how about people who smoke tobacco or who smoke marijuana or people who take drugs and pills? How about people who drink alcohol? See, too much alcohol. People who have to have a drink now and again and again and again. See? Now, some of these people, they make excuses. You know, the marijuana smoker is probably the worst of all. You know, they always insist that they can think just as clearly, and you know that it's not a harmful drug and everything, and they excuse it all away. People who are alcoholics, for example, or they at least, you know, it's pretty obvious to society, kind of knows that drinking too much is not good for you. And people who smoke tobacco, well, that everyone seems to be in agreement that it's not terribly good for you. But when it comes to marijuana, for example, why? See, but my point is that they were initially tempted to smoke. See, there was a first time, probably with peers. They didn't want to, they wanted to get along with, you know, and fit in and be accepted, have the reassurance and the assurance of their peers. And so they succumbed to pressure to smoke marijuana, for example. I'm just using that as an example, and then they did. It could be anything. It could be having promiscuous sex. It could be taking alcohol. It could be stealing something. You know, it could be doing something against your parents' wishes. See, it could be anything. It could be working for a corporation and, you know, selling some product that's not a good product. You know, whatever the temptation is. But there's always a first time, see, where you succumbed to the external tease. Often it's tease. You know, they'll laugh at you. Ha ha ha! You haven't smoked yet, or ha ha ha! You haven't done this or that yet. What's the matter with you? You know, are you old fashioned, or blah blah blah? Or you're afraid? You know, sometimes it's tease, or sometimes it's just very cleverly, there's seduction. You know, like in advertising, or friends who say, hey, why don't you try this? You know, it's just very cleverly, it's made to seem harmless and innocent and so on and so forth. But like I'm saying, there was a first time. And then after that, see, I won't go into details now, but that was the first time. We were already hypnotized, or you wouldn't have done it in the first place. See, you were already under the outside influence. See, you were already, so before the smoking or drinking or premarital sex, whatever it was that you did, stealing or joining a gang or whatever it was that you did, you were already under the influence of this external people, for example. Often the group, the peer group, see. And how did that happen? Well, your parents, See, your parents sent you off to school, to daycare, to preschool, to school. In a sense, you were, and then you came under the pressure of those people, and then to conform, out of fear, see, or out of wanting to get along, or not wanting to be teased, not wanting to be ostracized. See, you came across. You succumbed. And then after that, whatever they asked you, told you to do in order to get their approval, then you did it. So you were already hypnotized before you even spoke. See how that works? Why wouldn't your parents' influence be a stronger? Why would you be influenced at all by what a group said, or a gang, or a peers, or someone on the outside, or some movie, or some television show, or some sports star, or some entertainer? Why would you be influenced at all by them? Why would it matter at all what they said for you to do? Why wouldn't you just do what you know is right in your heart, see? So the point is, we come under these outside seductions. See, it's shades of the Garden of Eden. See, we're all of us, in a sense, are like Adam and Eve. The only thing is that Adam and Eve were in paradise. Adam had the choice. He had the original pristine choice, but he chose to choose, and he chose to listen to the outside voice because he wanted something. Adam wanted to be a big man, and he succumbed to the outside influence. And then he changed. See, when he succumbed, he changed. His body changed. Everything changed. His loyalty changed. And mind, body, and soul, there was an alteration, so he became adapted to the new temptation environment. See? And his body began to deteriorate, and he lost eternal life through perpetual renewal every day, renewed every day, to deteriorating and then dying. And then the way the people continue is by reproduction, sexual reproduction, instead of spiritual renewal. Well, so that's the way we are born already fallen creatures. However, we then go on to become susceptible. So we're already susceptible to outside influence. And so we do come under outside influence, and when we do, we progressively change. We change for the worse when we succumb to outside influence, which is temptation. See, that's what temptation is. That's what stress is. See, it's an outside temptation rather than listening to what we know in our heart and doing what we know in our heart. Obeying principle, obeying intuition, obeying conscience, obeying God. See, we succumb to outside stress, outside influence, outside authority. See, that's hypnosis. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? You have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor? Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. My name is Pastor Roland Trujillo, and yes, indeed, I hope you didn't mind that long-winded commercial, almost an infomercial. The thing was over, it's a little over 2 minutes long. It's a bit lengthy. It needs to be shortened. It was put in the mix of today's program, so we'll go with it. But the point is, yes, indeed, you can get counseling, pastoral counseling or pastoral coaching, spiritual coaching from me, Pastor Roland. What will you get from me? You will get something from me that, you'll hardly get anywhere else. And that is, first of all, you'll get the truth. Number two, I have a very nice meditation, which helps you to wake up. So, have I made my point? Can you see? Maybe not so much in your own. Maybe in your own life. I think you probably, many of you have been able to hear where I'm coming from and to understand what I'm saying. You know that you came under outside influence. See, progressively you came under outside influence, and you ended up doing things that. You wonder, why am I doing this? But you, all along the way, you excuse it away. See, our natural tendency is to wake up. See, to wake up. That's our natural tendency, is to wake up. See, if you hypnotize a person and you just leave him alone or leave her alone, well, then she'll, after a little while, she'll begin to wake up and she'll come out of hypnosis. But then there's post-hypnotic suggestion. There are triggers. See, and cues that can put the person back into trance. Now, that happens to you when you feel the lure of the cigarette, the lure of the wrong kind of food, the lure of the alcohol, the lure of the drugs, the lure of the inappropriate stuff on the internet. See, or just the lure of the of your iPad, your cell phone, your BlackBerry, whatever you have. It's very tempting. How about the lure of the video game? Or the lure of going shopping, of buying something? Oh, there are so many. See? So, have you ever wondered, if you look at animals, if you look at squirrels and monkeys and raccoons and, you know, robins and cats. You don't see them doing improper things. You don't see cats and dogs, gambling and smoking and eating junk food and doing all these goofy things. So what's this all about? Well, it's obvious that human beings have fallen under we've fallen under a spell. Look, how about... how many of you have had a son or a daughter that came under the influence of some improper person in the neighborhood, and then they come home, they've smoked, they've taken drugs, they've had promiscuous premarital sex, and now they've changed? Now they defend their friend and look at you as the enemy. They've come under a wrong influence. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back. I think I made my point. Incidentally, if you want to talk to me, or you want to find out about our counseling, my counseling that is, or about the meditation, it's very simple. You can go to talktoapastor.tk. Just remember that it's TK. That's a nice new, instead of .com or .org, it's .tk. Just remember, if you're going to talk to me, you know, talk, T-A-L-K, talktoapastor.tk. Or you could go to dearroland.tk or www.commonsensecounseling.org. Commonsensecounseling.org. If you can't remember those, then just Google my name and you'll find my presence on the internet. The meditation is very important. See, what has happened is that you, having fallen under wrong influence, see, and there's so much involved in it. I could say that it has to do very much with resentment. That's how you keep the wrong influence, the hypnotic trance, alive. That's how the whatever it is that you would rather not do, whether it's looking at pornography or whether it's spending too much money or doing the wrong thing or going with the wrong people or gambling or drinking or taking drugs or spending too much time lost in this or lost in that. Whatever it is you're doing too much, surfing too much, skateboarding too much, anything that is obviously dysfunctional or too much, eating the wrong kind of food, whatever it is, getting involved with the wrong people. See, you have a tendency to kind of wake up, but then when you wake up, you begin to feel anxiety and you begin to feel guilt. Well, the anxiety and the guilt are appropriate because you're feeling guilt and anxiety before conscience, before your intuition, which has always been there trying to warn you, you know. But if, as long as you incline toward fleeing from conscience, fleeing from realizing that you're wrong, flee from seeing the truth about yourself, which is a bit embarrassing or painful. As long as your inclination is to flee from that, then the lure of the tempting becomes even stronger because it offers you a solace. It offers you comfort. It offers you reassurance. It lowers your consciousness. It helps you to drift away with it, see, for the imagined benefit that you thought you would get initially, and now you know it, you're not going to get it. See? And so what do? You resent it. You resent the pressure. You resent the temptation. You resent yourself. You resent the memories of what you've done in the past and the fact that you're now going to do it again. And the resentment reinforces it in the present. If you could learn to observe the temptation without resenting it, without resenting yourself, without resenting the past, without resenting the people, and just stand back and watch it, then the trance would be broken. Now you see you need some help. That's why you need to get the meditation. It's very simple. It's very beautiful. You get a booklet with it. It'll help you to wake up and smell the coffee and smell the roses. I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us.
I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So find me on the Internet. Listen to this program again. It's in the archives. Get the meditation. Send me something to help support the program. Send me some money. Make a donation. Or, you know, if you've got something, you could give me a car, a house, something. It'll help me. See, I need help. Help me to stay on the air. Help me to get more stations to be on. I have to buy this airtime myself, you see. Help me, help me, help me. You'll be doing a good thing. Instead of doing bad things, do a good thing. My name is Pastor Roland. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.